Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. I figure I get on this motherfucker for about a minute and check in with y'all before the Kendra G Show. Come on. Shout out to Kendra G on Instagram, Facebook. You know, she have been inviting me to join her live on TikTok. And, you know, of course, I rock with Kendra G. You know, I rock with Kendra G, you know? Shit. You know? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, they done got Diddy. Dang. They got Diddy, y'all. That motherfucker couldn't run too damn long. Shit. Hopped on this motherfucker private jet, went to the island somewhere. They done got his ass. Damn. They got Diddy, y'all. Man, everybody is celebrating his downfall. You know, a black man's failure. You know, I don't know with all he did or not do. Man, I hate to see a black man fail, go down. But you know what? But like I said, you reap what you sow when you cancel people back in the day. Now, they trying to cancel you the same way that you cancel people in their careers. Shit is crazy, y'all. Hopefully, he can save his reputation, what little there of it's left of it, you know. And try to make up for all the wrong he did. Shit, hopefully. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have an opinion about WrestleMania right now. This is just my thoughts on it. I believe it's going to be a shit show. Now, I like Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins and all that shit. I want him to finish the story. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The reason why I say WrestleMania might be a shit show is because what I read and found out about other members of the Tonga family, you know, the bloodline, all that mess, may interfere and cause him to lose against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I'm like, damn. WWE is so predictable, ladies and gentlemen. You already know what the hell is going to happen before it even happened. But you know, it's just I don't like this, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't like this. I don't like this. Bloodline members interfering, you know. I was reading, they was talking about maybe they won't introduce them yet. Maybe afterwards, then they'll be a part of the bloodline. But you know, there's other Roman Reigns siblings. I mean, come on, man. Can Cody Rhodes get a fair fight? I mean, the ads, of course, has been stacked against him. It's not fair, man. It's not fair. And I was just thinking to myself, why the hell don't they just add everybody in Roman Reigns' family to the bloodline? Stop having all these damn surprise guesses. All these surprise members of the bloodline. Just add every fucking body. We don't need no more damn surprises. We got Jimmy, Jay, Solo, The Rock. I'm tired of the bloodline. Just add all the motherfuckers to the damn bloodline. The whole fucking family. So we don't have to worry about no more surprises. I'm sick of that shit. You know, Cody need to have some damn surprises. He need to have his brother. I read something about MJF coming back. But he did. But I was also reading the other bloodline relatives. You know, folks that are related to Roman Reigns is going to come in. Cause Cody Rhodes to lose. And interfere, and then MJF was to come out and fuck them, and then get them out the way. I mean, damn, man, it's about to be the worst shit show ever if the bloodline get involved, and it's two nights, whatever, and cause Cody Rhodes to not finish the story. And, man, this is going to be a real big shit show, man. I'm just tired of the bloodline, period. They need to just add the whole fucking family to the damn WWE. We don't need no more surprises. I'm sick of the bloodline. All these motherfucking surprises. Oh, look it. We got more bloodline members joining WWE. Just like Jay, Jimmy, Solo. I mean, I'm sick of it. When does it end, ladies and gentlemen? Cause it's crazy the motherfucker. Shit, they ain't no fair fight. You know? It'd be good if Cody Rhodes was able to finish the story, ladies and gentlemen. For real, you know? Let me move on to something else. Shout out to my Lakers for hanging in. Whooping the motherfucking Bucks. Now, you know what? I'm a Lakers fan, but my East Coast team is the Bucks. It was a no-win situation of a night, man. I like the Bucks. I like the Lakers. The Bucks are my East Coast team. The Lakers are my West Coast team. But they went at it and go Lakers. Shit. Now, I don't even like the Clippers, but I enjoy seeing the motherfuckers lose. You know, I'm not a fan of other teams, but I'm a fan of anybody going up against the Clippers. Because I don't like their asses, you know? They always get clipped. You know what I'm saying? When it comes time for the playoffs, finals, all that shit, you know? I'm watching ESPN right now, y'all. And the 76ers, you know, they going up against the Clippers. Oh, the score is 18-10. You know, they're leading the Clippers right now in this first quarter. You know, the 76ers, they lost to the Lakers. But boy, they did give the Lakers a run for their money. But I'm glad the motherfuckers lost. You know, I'm glad my Lakers won. That's all that matters, you know. Go Lakers! But man, they took the Milwaukee Bucks to overtime. That was a good-ass game, you know. I think LeBron should lay back and just chill a little bit because they play so much freely and better without him, you know. I think he needs to just rest. Let him go ahead and run this shit. Get it to where they get to like 8 or something. Now, 7 in the future, yeah, but 8, at least get out of that damn. We need to win a couple more games. That's what we need to do. Win a couple more games. Get out that motherfucking ninth spot, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we'd be all right. We'd be cool. That's what the Lakers need to do. Just win a couple more games. Now, we can. We got that ninth spot on lock. So, if we lost the game, it ain't going to hurt us. It ain't going to kill us. You know, we always bounce back, folks. So, if they lost one, it ain't gonna hurt nothing. But every game does matter. But I think LeBron should sit out, be on minutes restriction, not play as much. Let AD, Austin Reeves, D'Lo, Dinwiddie, you know, let all of them play. They play freely without him, you know? So, they really need to just play without LeBron. LeBron needs to just get some rest. Let him run it up. Let him try to get a couple more wins without him. Try to see if they can do that shit. You know? And even when LeBron plays, try to not play as much. Let it run straight through the role players. Because you see how good the motherfuckers play without him. Shit. That was a good ass game the other night. Because, whoo, man, I wasn't betting against my Lakers, but I was like, I knew it was going to be a hard win. But I was thinking, if they lost, ain't no big deal. We locked the ninth spot. One win ain't going to kill us. I mean, we still there. We still ahead of the Warriors, you know. We still got a couple of games up on them. Even though they beat Miami the other night, you know. Shit. We got a couple of wins above the Golden State Warriors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess, with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show. Well, it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Yeah, let me get off this motherfucker. Hey, I'm getting ready for the Kendrick G Show, y'all, on Facebook. And hey, you better check out the Kendrick G Show. That show be off the chain. Yeah, I'm always supporting Kendrick G and showing some love. Yeah, I had to get on top of my podcast for a motherfucking minute and give my thoughts about Diddy. Damn, man. Hang in there, Diddy. Hopefully he can make up for what he did wrong or whatever, save whatever's left of his reputation, you know, shit. Oh, go Lakers! Yes! They play the Memphis Grizzlies next, y'all. I got the notification thing. I got it set on my TV, so I will never, ever, ever miss no Laker game. So when they play, my TV says, tune in, reminder. Shit, you know that Xfinity shit set up? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.